This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On this edition, we're featuring a series of readings in response to September 11th, recorded last night at the Town Hall in Manhattan. The event was called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others. It was presented by the New Yorker magazine to benefit the September 11th Fund. Here's writer Simon Sharma.
I'm Simon Sharma. You need to know two things about the letters I'm going to read. Winston Churchill, who loved America deeply and passionately, whose mother was American, began 1914 as the First Lord of the Admiralty and ended 1915 as a major in the trenches. From Winston Spencer Churchill to Clementine Churchill, 28th July 1914, midnight, the Admiralty. My darling one and beautiful, everything trends towards catastrophe and collapse. I'm interested, geared up, and happy. Is it not horrible to be built like that? The preparations have a hideous fascination for me. I pray to God to forgive me for such fearful moods of levity. Yet I would do my best for peace, and nothing would induce me wrongfully to strike the blow. I cannot feel that we in this island are in any serious degree responsible for the wave of madness which has swept the mind of Christendom. No one can measure the consequences. I wondered whether those stupid kings and emperors could not assemble together and revivify kingship by saving the nations from hell. But we all drift on in a kind of dull, cataleptic trance, as if it was somebody else's operation. The two black swans on St. James's Park have as darling signet, gray, fluffy, precious, unique. I watched them this evening for some time as a relief from all the plans and schemes. We are putting the whole Navy into fighting trim, and all seems quite sound and thorough. And we are awake to the tips of our fingers, but war is the unknown and the unexpected. God guard us and our long accumulated inheritance. You know how willingly and proudly I would risk or give, if need be, my period of existence to keep this country gay, great and famous and prosperous and free. But the problems are very difficult. One has to try to measure the indefinite and weigh the imponderable. My darling one, ring me up at fixed times, but talk in parables, for they all listen. Kiss those kittens, his children. Kiss those kittens and be loved forever only by me, your own W. 19th of November, 1915. Clementine Spencer Churchill, 41 Cromwell Road. My darling Winston, I long for news of you. I want to know where you are, what your billet is like, whether you're comfortable, what you've had to eat, whether you are happy, my dear one, what you are thinking and feeling. Yesterday I sent after you khaki trousers and shirts, which arrived after you departed. Do you get the newspapers quite easily, or shall I order them for you? Although it's only a few miles, you seem to me as far away as the stars, lost among a million khaki figures. Write to me, Winston. I want a letter from you, badly. Your loving Clemmy. Winston Spencer Churchill to Clementine Spencer Churchill, 23rd of November, 1915, Boudeville, France. My darling, we have finished our first 48 hours in the trenches and are now resting in billets in support. We are near enough to hear rifle fire, but out of range of everything except the artillery, which will not be likely to bother about the cottages and farms where we are living. I've spent the morning on my toilet and a hot bath engineered with some difficulty. When a battalion is in the trenches, we live about 1,000 yards behind in a dugout in rear of a shattered farm. I spent Sunday night in the trenches themselves instead with Griggs's company, and when we go in again tomorrow night, I'm going to stay with them for the whole period. This gives me the opportunity of seeing and learning thoroughly. It's not more dangerous than at battalion headquarters because walks to and from the trenches over an area where stray bullets are skimming are avoided. It is a wild scene. The lines of trenches, or rather breastworks we are now holding, is built along the ruins of other older lines taken from the Germans. The guards are cleaning everything and work night and day to strengthen the parapets and improve the shelter. Filth and rubbish everywhere, graves built into the defenses and scattered about promiscuously, feet and clothing breaking through the soil, water, muck on all sides. And about this scene, in dazzling moonlight, troops of enormous rats creep and glide to the unceasing accompaniment of rifle and machine guns and the venomous whining and whirring of the bullets which pass overhead. Amid these surroundings, aided by wet and cold and every minor discomfort, I found happiness and comfort, such as I have not known. Will you now send, regularly, once a week, a small box of food to supplement the rations? Sardines, chocolates, potted meats, and other things which may strike your fancy. Begin as soon as possible. Do you realize what a very important person a major is? 99 people out of 100 in this great army have to touch their hats to me. With this inspiring reflection, let me sign myself, your loving and devoted husband, Winston. Kiss Randolph, Diana, and that golden Sarah for me. Clementine Spencer Churchill to Winston Spencer Churchill. 12th of January, 1916, 41 Cromwell Road. My own darling, I long so to be able to comfort you. Later on, when you are in danger in the trenches, you will be equable and contented, while I, who am now comparatively at ease, will be in mortal anxiety. Try not to brood too much. I'd be so unhappy if your naturally open and unsuspicious nature became embittered. Patience is the only grace you need. If you're not killed, as sure as day follows night, you will come into your own again. I know you don't fear death. It is I who dread that. But I'm almost glad to be suffering because I'm sure no single soul will be allowed to live through this time without sorrow. So perhaps what we are enduring now will be counted, and we shall be spared the greatest pain of all. When it's all over, we'll be proud you were a soldier and not a politician for the greater part of the war. Soldiers and soldiers' wives seem to me now the only real people. I'm glad you tell me all you feel, darling. I want to know it all. I, too, show a detached and smiling face to the world. I wish I had some interesting news for you. Goodbye, my darling. I send you my kisses. Your loving Clemmy. Do you want any more cigars?
Writer Simon Schama recorded last night at New York's Town Hall in a program called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others, to benefit the September 11th Fund. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air.